Have you ever heard of the honeybee conjecture? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, I haven't heard of that. We are talking, though, about the wonder of the world and how it points to the wonder of God.
John, 2,000 years ago, a Roman writer called Varro was intrigued by the wonder of the honeycomb. Bees naturally craft this incredible structure, using nectar to produce the wax and hold the honey. And they go to work simultaneously, creating a series of perfect hexagonals.
And if you can get past the mind-blowing question of how bees around the world figured this out, it raises another. Why hexagonals?
And this was the question asked by Varro. He couldn't figure out why, but he assumed there would have to be a good reason for this.
Because you don't get some hives with squares, others with octagons, and still others with triangles.
For some reason, bees always use hexagons. It's like they're programmed to do so.
But wouldn't some argue this is the result of natural selection over a long, long time? Bees kind of just figured this out.
People use terms like figured out as if the bees sat down at planning and review meetings. Natural selection only preserves what's already there. So in addition to a long, long time, there had to be a large, large number of lucky mutations. John, 2,000 years ago, after Varro's conjecture, a modern mathematician produced a complex proof to show the bees are right. A hexagon is the perfect shape to maximize the benefits and minimize the effort and resources. It took the power of a supercomputer to solve the honeybee conjecture. And that's why there's good reason to believe it takes a supernatural God to make sense of the wonder of the world.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan, who's written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. More at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.